Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel. On this episode of Milan Coast to Coast, well, the San Siro is finally ours. Well, 50%, whatever. At least we bought it, and hopefully we're going in the right direction. We're going to talk everything about this situation. We're going to talk about the players that are returning from their injuries and some that are shining a light on how hurt they've been. We're going to talk about the Italians in Europe, of course, even though Milan's not in it. We got to keep an eye on what everybody else is doing. And we're going to get you ready for Parma. And we have a would you rather we're going to touch upon tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already, please subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you're up to date with all the times we're going live. Sometimes we settle and then we come like 20, 30 minutes later. Hey, yo, pause. Sometimes you just got to listen to us the next day. So follow us on all those audio platforms that you guys love so much. And if you want to help support the channel, super chats are open. And please become a member of Patreon. Fabio Gio and our stat boy Terry in the house tonight. It's been too long, G. It's been too long. It's time for a little coast to coast for the people. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Milan Weekly Podcast presents Milan Coast to Coast with your host Gio and Fabio.
Benvenuti nella casa della
Via! Ball is here, goal! Come on, baby! Come on, baby!
We are the one, the only Milan.
Coast to coast, baby. My bad. I kept on hearing the music.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. I had to sing because we haven't practiced in a while. This is why we got to hit the training and all that BS. Yo, everybody, how you doing tonight? Appreciate everybody. Fabio Gio. G, how you doing, bro?
Man, glad to be back, Fabio. Glad to be back hanging out with you and Terry. I think it's been about a month, Fabio, so I'm glad to be in this hot seat.
Oh, all right. Good. I'm glad to have you back, bro. Milan Weekly Podcast, of course, the home here for Milan Coast to Coast. Guys, if you haven't heard, the Super Chats are open. Submit your questions and comments, and we will get to them later tonight. And also, please, if you haven't, subscribe to the channel. Get us up to 3K. Let's go. G, Milan's not in Europe. This is not a surprise. We're not shocking breaking news here. All right, but there was some Italian, so we're going to start with a little Champions League football. Let's start there, especially with the defending champions, Napoli. They got to play first. They played Frankfurt, and, well, they came up with a hot dog, bro, a big glizzy. They got nothing from this game. 0-0. Again, the woes of Conte in Europe just continue to be, bro. What's the deal with Napoli tying 0-0 here, bro?
You know what, Fabio, like, I think, like, when me and you, like, yeah, we should get Conte. But and then I think we asked each other, like, okay, then after Conte would have got us the Scudetto, like, how many years we would have given? Because he basically hasn't been able to play any. I think only Manchester City was a good team that they're probably not supposed to beat. But every other team, bro, like, they're getting shellacked. And then they're putting, like, people to sleep. KDB, like, I don't know. He looked like his butt cheeks are hurting. I don't know what's going on.
Not his butt cheeks, bro.
So I don't know, but it's just crazy. Because look, let's be honest, we would have been happy with the 20th, but and then we would have asked, okay, well, now you're embarrassing us in Europe. You got to go. You know, like me and you said, Fabio, you got to go.
And listen, I think Napoli. Again, this is better for Milan. The more they struggle in the Champions League, the more they're going to have to focus and they're going to drop points in Serie A. Speaking of people dropping points, Juve tying 1-1 to Sporting, even though Sporting does have a nice goal to take the lead. Your boy, Susan Vlahovic, he ends up scoring in the 34th minute and Dusan gets him on the board, bro. Again, a tie, probably not what Spalletti wants in his first Champions League game with Juve, but you know, all in all, Juve is just kind of like in this tie limbo. They can't really defeat anybody. What are your thoughts, bro?
Fabio, I think they have like four ties in a row in the Champions League. I don't think they've been able to like win any of the games. I thought that was a stat I was seeing.
I believe
I think they've been tying every game.
Yeah, Juve. Where's Juve on here?
Three points, they tied all three games. Yeah, so yeah.
Well, no, they lost one. They lost one as well.
So they're not doing too good. And I don't know. I thought Spalletti would do something, but I mean, I don't know. He looked good, and then he don't look good. So I don't know. But that's good for Juve, man. We don't want to see him doing anything.
That's true. All right, let's go to the team looking the best. The one holding the flag for Italy right now, unfortunately, it's Inter. Inter played a Kazakhstan team, all right? Borat was
Carlito
out there.
Carlito or something? Carlito?
Kairat? Kairat? Something like that.
Kaisanat?
Yeah, Kaisanat. Whatever it was, bro. I'm not quite sure. Kaiser Soze was out there. I have no idea. All I know is that these guys had to fight back. Martinez, Lautaro gets the goal right before halftime, and then Augusto gives them the winner in the 67th minute. Again, it's just getting pretty lucky, man. I thought they were going to have a little bit of a flat year, but they're cruising right now. They're sitting good. They're the only team in the top half for the Italians, so Inter's really holding the flag. I hate to say it. I don't want to give Lord Figo any love, but Inter, again, handling their business. So we'll see when they actually start playing some better teams. I mean, I believe they have Atletico Madrid up next, but they get the victory. Any thought on Inter?
I mean, they were tied with Kaisanat for a long time, Fabio. You know, that's embarrassing. I mean, you know, Kaisanat is a streamer, so I don't know how you could be drawing with him. but, you know, because, you know, Lord Figo from Lisboa, he says that they're the greatest team on earth, but you can't be trying with Kaisanat and Nigel Speed. Come on, what's up with
Oh my god. Anyway, listen, they got a goal. They probably were happy about it. I mean, again, I don't really understand how Kazakhstan is in the Champions League because I thought that was a Asian country, but I could be wrong. All right, so last team in the Champions League, Atalanta, and there's save the drama for your mama, baby, because there's a lot of drama up in here. Juric fighting with Lookman after substituting him for Musa. Maybe that was what the argument was about. Not a good look for Atalanta, but Atalanta has a goal disallowed from Lookman earlier, and then it takes them in the 9th minute.
Samardzic.
Yeah, he scores the goal for the winner, and he gets the valuable 3 points for them. Any thoughts on Atalanta?
So you're just going to let that whole name CDK slide? He missed a penalty, Fabio.
That's true! I forgot. I mean, look, the goalkeeper made a good save, man. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah. But you know what? It's been crazy because look, man, he was good. I know Terry could, he was supposed to be like a star boy coming up in England. And then he's been bounced around. He failed at Everton. He went to the Bundesliga. And then in Italy, he's made a name for himself. He had a good Europa League final when he dunked on Bayer Leverkusen and Xavi Alonso. So, like, I don't know. I don't know what his attitude is because I think only Arsenal were in for him. And in Arsenal right now, bro, you're not going to live to that pressure. If you can't even live to the pressure right now of them needing you to be the player, then I don't know how you're going to go to Arsenal that, you know, every year they say they're the best team in the world and then they end up trophyless. So, I don't know. That's kind of hard. But that thing is crazy. Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to Stevie P, man. This shit came straight from Canada. You know, Mayor Chow passed it through, okay? But, yeah, now this is amazing, man. The quality on this shirt, not just because it's my bro, Stevie P, man. The quality, the design's amazing, man. So, you know what it is.
It's Vintage Pitch. Go check it out on Instagram. All right, G, so obviously you're looking here. A nice ESPN update in the middle while I'm talking. All right, so obviously Inter, the top team you have there, sitting in third place at the moment. Then you got Atalanta there, at least in 16th. The next one, man, we got to go down. Where is Juve? Got to go down.
No, Napoli's
24. Napoli, last team holding on. And then, how dare you say that? How dare you say like Mamba?
Disrespecting Mamba.
And then Juve on the outs right there with 26. So we'll see how it goes, man. I mean, you see the teams. It's Bayern looking good. Arsenal looking good. Inter's pretty solid. Manchester City been playing pretty solid. Of course, PSG, the defending champion, looking solid. Real Madrid. Surprise, Newcastle up there in sixth. And Liverpool.
Can we talk about Newcastle, Fabio?
Of course, bro.
Man, we wanna, you know, we talk a lot of shit about Dolby, you know. I'm free, you know, but I just want to say, remember, Dolby won the $70 million for Chow in the summer. You guys do remember that. So let's not be all the time haters. You know, Dolby was trying to get that $70 million. Look at him now. And Newcastle fans, you guys got to relax, bro. Stop tweeting at us. We over here eating pasta. We out here picking tomatoes from the ground. Like, we not over there eating fish and chips and shit, that trash-ass cacaraca that gives you diarrhea. We out here, you know, making the pasta by hand, you know, all that, okay? So you guys got to relax. Stop tweeting us. You guys are not valid, okay? And y'all lucky, man. We gave you a deal. We had to give you a deal because we felt bad that, you know, we scammed you with Onali. Because he was betting.
Vintage pitch, baby. Vintage pitch on Instagram. Listen, I would just say, right, there's a lot of talk, especially Tonali lately. You know, people are asking him about a contract extension. He's leaving the avenue open. Could return back to Italy. A lot of people just says that that's him saying he wants to go back to Milan. Come on, bro. PSG beats... Got the beats from Brighton. That's right. That's right. PSG did lose pretty solidly to Bayern until Diaz decided that two goals wasn't good enough. He needed a red card to go with it. I mean, definitely interesting. Bayern looking strong. You have to believe they're one of the teams that are going to be up there towards the end. Heavy favorites. Barcelona also. Barcelona tied, right? Is that true? To Club Brugge?
Yeah, to Club Brugge.
Yeah, Kablooch probably was robbed there on getting a fourth.
Shout out to our new striker, Tessadoli. How you say it, Fabio? Tessadoli?
Don't ask.
We're making that pasta by hand. Remember that. We're making that pasta by hand. Like,
gee, that's not how you make the pasta, bro. That's something different, bro. All right, people. Just to touch a little on the other European tournaments. Roma handling their business today against Rangers 2-0. Soleil. Jesus fucking Christ with this thing. Soleil getting a goal. Pellegrini gets a second goal. First win in the tournament for Roma. So that's good for them. Bologna 0-0. And Fiorentina, you lose Pioli, but you still lose 2-1 today. Not good. Not good. Any thoughts on your boy, Padre Pioli, getting fired before we move
on? Hey, remember we had a show with Stevie P, the general. We said that Padre Pioli no mancha panatone, and we was right, baby. We called it after the second week, so that thing was crazy, sure, man. And it was only in Italy with a soap opera. He's fired. Oh, is he? Okay, now he's officially fired because they are the severance package.
Fuck you, pay me. That's what he said. Fuck you, pay me. You want me to go? I'm not quitting. Fuck you guys, pay me. I love it. All right, here we go. Let's go to the next segment, baby. The main thing, the main news everybody's talking about, the San Siro sold to Inter and Milan 50-50. We have ownership of the stadium now and the grounds. It's big news, right? So this is just the first part, the first part. Let's bring up the other photo because it's pretty interesting when you look at it. Take the banner off, please. Thank you. All right, so obviously here's the overhead shot of the current grounds where the San Siro sits. You have an idea of where the future stadium will be in that spot to the left of the top screen. So listen, man, it's interesting for me. I look at it here. Again, I was feeling a little skeptic, like, okay, yeah, great, we bought it, but are they going to allow us to actually build a new stadium? Are they come up with some cockamamie excuse of why we're not allowed to? But they're pushing hard. So phase one, they're saying, which basically needs to be completed in the next 9 to 12 months. It's basically going to two big architecture firms, Manica and Foster and Partners, and they're going to work on designing a new stadium. It's going to be over 71,000 fans again, and it's going to be, you know, this. It's all about the architecture, the shape, the designs that they're going to present and see which one that they go with. And to me, I don't see how this could be a bad thing, even if it's 50-50. I know everybody is kind of lamenting the fact that, you know, countless cities have multiple stadiums and teams don't have to share with other teams. You know, Tottenham doesn't share with Arsenal and they don't share with Chelsea. You know what I mean? There's all these different teams that all play in the same city in different sections. They have their own stadium. And it's kind of sad that we have to actually still share with Inter, but at the same time, don't know, G, what are your thoughts, bro?
I mean, that design looks cool, man. Shout out to the people that invested in that area because they're going to get cashed out. You know they're going to want to buy the hotels. But I think L.A., yeah, Fabio, cool. We got the Chargers, we got the Rams in the same stadium, so we do share over here.
No, but over here, we had
the Clippers till we evicted them till this year. You know, we had the Clippers for a long time in the basement.
I'm not talking about America. I'm talking about over there, bro, over there.
No, you were saying, like, oh, in other teams, in other cities. Well, I'm just letting you know, L.A. got...
Well, I don't mean American cities. I mean over there, the European stadiums. That's all. But, like, again, this is all a big push because Italy has the 30-32, I believe, right? They've already gotten it. I don't know if it's technically they're trying to bid for it still with Turkey or they've gotten the Euros. So the idea is to get this stadium up and running by 30-31. So 30-32 comes around, this stadium could be a major point in that tournament. So they're expecting, again, construction to start in 2027, and by 2031, Milan and Inter would be starting to play. So it'd be like a small moment where both these stadiums will be up at the same time. Then they'll start to slowly disassemble the San Siro while leaving just a small portion as like a part of a museum out there like they want to do. So to me, what are your thoughts in regards to the stadium, man? I mean, it's going to make us the whole idea of being sustainable. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, Fabio, but why is the construction going to Foster? Why isn't it going to my brothers out there in the city, the great city of Bergamo? You know, we put the construction boots on over there all day, every day, baby. But no, I'm happy, Fabio. I mean, this is something that Italy needs. I think if Italy, okay, we might not get the technology, right, to how to distribute or whatever, or how to put the product, you know. But if teams start owning their own stadiums and they get a little bit of revenue, because look at us right now, I think we make like, what, 77 million a year for the stadium, bro? And that's just that when we were in the Champions League, we were making like $10 million for one game and like ticket things. So like, imagine that. Now it goes to 20. Like, we can compete. Like, say a Jashari, Manchester United wants him, and that's our main target. Yeah, unless Manchester United go and throw 150 mil on him, then that's different. But let's just say other teams want him, like a West Ham and stuff. We could be like, okay, that 50 million, we'll give it to you easy. And I think that's what's good about it. And I think I seen the best question in the chat. I mean, if Oak T, my bad. Defaults on the loan, like, what's gonna happen, Fabio? Like, we Inter will cease to exist. Like, what do you think about that question? Our brother Vince Mancini said it.
I'm sorry, say that again one more time.
He asked, like, if Inter don't pay their rent, like, do they get evicted, bro?
We would have to buy them out of their portion, right? I don't know. That's a strange thing. But according, some people are writing that they needed two teams. Probably Jerry's having a hard time scrounging up the money, man. It's a lot. They had to look for $1.3 billion, I believe, the new stadium is going to cost. So, listen, over here in the States, in North America, it's like nothing building stadiums. But in Italy, Jesus Christ, the headache that they always have to do. So this is good news, man, becoming a little financially stable, being able to generate just from the income from the sales of tickets and everything. We'll probably be able to fund most of our salary every year. So then more money can be spent on transfers and keeping big-time players. That's the most important, man. But you know what this means, G? It just means that time for the pilgrimage to Mecca, buddy. Time for us to hit the road and go see Milan in the San Siro before it gets disappeared. All right? You've yet to beat. I've been once. We got to go. That's what it is. All right? The next super chat thing will be to send Fab and Gio to Milan. That's what it's going to be. All right? And Facebook Frank, he might piggyback on. You never know what the hell is going to happen. And even Stevie P. We can't forget. Stevie P hasn't been.
This is sacrilege.
We're going to have to. That's it, guys. That's it. Tell Sandy and tell your wives, listen, we can't. We're out of commission for like 5 days. We're going to the San Siro, and we'll see you later. That's how it's got to be. That's how it's got to be. All right, let's keep it moving. G, we got a special What Would You Rather. It's up in the poll, people. We're going to announce it now so you have time to mull it over, think it over. Let me change the view. All right, G, would you rather, ladies and gentlemen, would you rather, and it's only two options, okay? Would you rather, Facebook Frank's killing me all the time, Facebook Frank. Would you rather be picked up by your favorite team, but you never get to play in a game? Or you get picked up by your favorite team's rival, and you help them win a championship? So mull that over, all right? So that you know, if you're here, you're a Milan fan. Would you rather be picked up by Inter, by Juve, and help them win another championship? Or would you rather ride the bench, Origi, Bakayoko-esque, and ride the bench and say, at least I got to be a part of Milan, even though I never in my whole career get to play in a game? That's a tough choice. Mull it over. We'll get back to it later. All right, people. We have a couple of players returning, right? Let's talk about the first. I don't know if he necessarily was available last week, but Cesari back. Jimenez is hurt right now, so nobody's going to be lunging at this poor guy's legs. So he should be all right for a few more weeks. But what say you, G? Cesari back. I'm happy to see him. Will he take Fofana's spot, get Fofana out of the lineup? What are your thoughts? How quick do we hope to get this guy back and completely healthy? Do you hope to see him get some time this week?
Fabio, I mean, it's time, bro. I mean, it's time for the Cesari, not Fofana, Modric and Richie midfield to explode, man. And then let him battle out with Rabiot when he gets back 100% between them. And then use, like, Fofana, like, as a, like a, like an option, like the question you said. You never get to play, but we win trophies.
Yeah, that's... Like, well, it's the opposite, but that's the idea, you know. But all right, so listen, Vinny T this week in Boston. Good stuff, Steve. Thank you for reminding me. I'll mention it later again, but just to remind everybody, he's not the only one coming back. We got Pulisic and Rabiot expected to be available this weekend, probably fully ready when we come back off the international break for the Derby. I mean, do you want to see Pulisic and Rabiot this game, or would you hold off and say, if you can avoid them against Parma, let's not even give it too much time?
Didn't Layal like rip his ass cheek or something like that? I don't know. That's what my son on my butt, my brother Timmy, Timmy, he said that he ripped his ass cheek or something, that wasn't good.
No, or something, no. But I don't know anything about.
We need Pulley, bro. If we don't have Layal, we're gonna need Pulley, bro.
I think we're gonna have Layal. I heard nothing about anybody ripping any ass
cheek. Timmy said.
And it's Stupi on his back.
It's Stupido.
So, do you want to see these guys? I mean, Bartosaki's got a, you know, we'll get into the Parma talk, but I mean, why rush some of these guys back, especially?
Yeah,
you know,
second half, Fabio. Second half.
All right, second half. But of the three, who do you hope to see? Oh, the four, excuse me. You got four.
Who are you hoping to see? The Hershey man himself.
Oh, Hershey squirts. Let's go. We're looking for Pulley, baby. Captain America. I can do this all day. All right.
You know who pulls out too.
Hey, yo, G, what you talking about? All right, people, let's go. Let's go to the next one. Jimenez, he was in the news this week. Jesus Christ. He came out. For several months, I've been playing with an ankle injury that hasn't allowed me to be 100% or feel comfortable on the pitch. With a strong desire to keep helping the team, I kept playing, but the pain kept increasing and the moment came to stop. Now it's time to recover and prepare myself to be back with you as soon as possible. God is in control. Thank you for your support. See you soon, Santi Jimenez. So obviously, Santi, he's been hurt the whole time, bro. So this is not particularly great news.
He's been hurt?
That's what it's saying, bro. That's what
he's saying. That's how you're missing sitters is because you're hurt, bro?
I guess, bro. Santi, he needs a makeover, bro. Santi needs some time. I don't know. He needs to do one of those.
I got that Santi burst fade, Fabio. I did it for Santi, and then he come out with this bullshit ass message that I don't have no respect for. What are you talking about, bro? Your ankle that has nothing to do with missing front goals. Like I don't understand, man. I think he thinks he's a lawyer, bro. He's like, you know, he got to do opening statements all the time. A lot of statements he's been dropping instead of goals. Fabio, we need them goals. You know, back of the netters.
We do. And honestly, if he might have a few more weeks off, and hopefully in December we'll see him and he'll have a couple of games that he's going to need to show his worth, because come January time, they're going to be looking for another striker if this guy doesn't pull it together. And honestly, I don't blame them. We need another striker. We can't be counting on these guys. You know, look, people get hurt all the time. It is what it is. But he's been brought here. He came on a high salary. High fee. So got a January 36
million. They said 36 million, Fabio.
Yeah.
According to the
books. Right now, that 36 million is not worth it right now. You know, he's been a dud this season.
Merchandising is good, though. Merchandising is good. Shout out my Mexican.
What the fuck do I care about merchandising, bro? I don't care how many jerseys you sold. Do I look like I work for fucking Puma? I don't give a fuck about that, you know?
You work for Lotto.
All right, let's get to the next story, man, because this is a heartwarming story. I love this story. Let's bring him up, because this kid has been a class act since he came back. Let's read it. It's a little bit of reading here, people, so I'll give it to you. Alexis Salamaker speaking to Sport Media Set. I think this year we're seeing the real face of Milan again, he says. I saw from afar last year that was difficult. This year we've restarted on a solid foundation. As always, with the United Group and family spirit, we're doing things well step by step, and we're very happy, he says. When last season ended, we learned that Allegri would be the new coach. He called me and told me his intention was to keep me in the squad. I mean, that's great to hear. You always, as a player, what's better than having a coach tell you, like, nah, I want you here. I need you a part of my team. It's just fantastic for his confidence. He says, when you see a coach like him, it was an easy decision for me to stay. Having the trust of a coach like Allegri is something special, and I told him immediately I was ready and available. Since I came back during my 2 years with the other clubs, I've matured a lot, which I think everybody can see. Even off the pitch, I've changed many things in how I live my personal life. All of this has helped me grow. 100%, bro. We can tell. When I returned to Milanello, I felt as I had a new role on the pitch and in the dressing room. Even though I was away for 2 years, I'm now one of the older players. Mike Maignan and Gabbia are still here too. Obviously, all a part of the championship team. I've taken on a role of someone who truly understands Milan's history and what it means to wear the shirt. I try to pass on to the new and younger players. There's definitely been growth, and that's showing on the pitch. 100%. I think one thing we have in common is that we will take it one game at a time in regards to the championship year. We'll work every week and reset after every match, whether it was good or not so good. We start again from scratch every week. That's something we had during the Scudetto season, and it's very important. Resetting keeps us from getting too carried away or too discouraged. We stay grounded with the right mentality. I can't hide my love for Milan. Obviously, my job right now is to give my best on the pitch, but when it's up to the club to decide whether they want to keep me. As long as I wear this shirt, I'll give everything in every game. It's amazing to hear a chant for me at the San Siro when I pass in front of the curva. That's a childhood dream. I appreciate it, and I thank the fans, and I keep working hard. The kid is just amazing, bro. The coach asked me to do a job as best as I can, help my teammates. He doesn't put pressure on statistics. He knows that you will give your all, and you'll help others score, and you create. There's no pressure to score goals, whether it's me or somebody else. We're here to work hard, listen to what the coach asks of us each weekend, and the rest is a bonus. And he goes on to say, regarding Palmer, he thinks it's going to be a tough match. Palmer, never an easy opponent. We need to be ready mentally and physically and go in there and fight to the end. I mean, Salamakis, bro, he's been following the recipe, as Nonne Lachmanman said. He's been following the recipe of what it means to be a good player this season, understanding his role. Minkia, he's just been a revelation, a guy that we used to look at and say, this guy is a waste of space. You know, with Pioli and what they were asking him to do, You see, so at, again, you know, him and Messias, we tip our caps to them because they did what they needed to do. Never like a resounding, oh my God, these guys are just amazing pieces of the squad. But, you know, Salamakis kind of looked like a castaway. We sent him out. But your thoughts on the revelation of Salamakis this year?
You know what, man? You know who Salamakis remind me of, Fabio?
Who?
That animal that we have, Kike Hernandez from the Dodgers, bro. He's just there, baby. He's just an animal. When we need him, dog, he's going to get the job done. And it shows. Like you even see, like, and I'm bringing that similarity because of the Roma game, bro. Like Wesley brought him down, and then, you know, he doing Kike stuff. He doing all that bullshit like that. That's what he was doing. Fabio sticking out his tongue. So he reminded me of Kike Hernandez. So I know he's going to get the job done.
Hey, listen, would you give him the extension already? I think he's earned it. He's looked pretty amazing. I would get him on a favorable deal and get him contract extended. I think he's on contract. I want to say one more year after this one. I think he's.
Yeah, we triggered another option.
Yeah, so, just fantastic performance from Salamakis. I would keep him on the roster. I think he's been great. And again, yeah, it's nice to hear. Like, he's identifying that he understands he's one of the veterans now on this team. And there's other guys who have come into Milan since he's left. And maybe they need to just have a little. Again, it really helps having Modric there because I think Modric provides another veteran presence that's above a Salamakis. But Salamakis has been showing that he's everything that he's been doing is very valuable. And even the idea of him not playing for a week, you know, possibly getting hurt was a nightmare. We cannot afford to lose him. He's locked into our starting 11. So big up to him, bro. All right, Archie. Let's go to Parma now. Milan-Parma this weekend, as you can see on the graphic below. On the 8th, 2:45 here, 11:45 for UG, and 8:45 in Italy. Parma's been a little tricky, man. Parma's not a great team. They have a couple of strikers, one particular striker people are looking at on the team. But what are your thoughts? What are your expectations with the Parma game on Saturday?
Parma always play tough, Fabio, because, you know, they play with the ball. They're not sitting too good. You know, they only, like, I think, like, 2-3 points above the relegation. But, you know, when we go over there, it's been tough since they came back to Serie A. So, I think it's going to be a tough game. They're not going to release the pressure on us. And I think we have to play our game, be physical. And that's all I like about this Allegri team today. Like, we're physical, and I think if we give physicality with a little pulley here, with a little Leao cheeks here, we're going to get it done, Fabio.
Leao cheeks here. Leao's going to have to. Listen, we can't, like I said on Monday, we cannot drop points to a bottom five club. They are 1 point above the relegation. We need to stay ahead of pace. Who knows when Napoli is going to come out? Inter's playing good. We cannot drop points before the international break. They got to do good. Just a special shout out, ladies and gentlemen, real quick. Football Factory this weekend. Speaking of Milan Parma, if you're in the area, go check out the Football Factory, 33rd and 5th Avenue. Milan Club New York will be in the building. I could be in the building. We'll see how things work out. And then also, of course, our other club, me and Gio, are part of Milan Club Boston, which is going to have none other than Vinny T in the building. Go check him out at Ducali's. Let him know you're going. If you do go, find Vinny, get him a drink, maybe take a photo with him first, get him to pull out that microphone. Hey, yo, pause. And listen, Vinny's going to be there. Go say what up. Tell him how much you appreciate the show. Take a photo with him. Maybe grab him in a couple of inappropriate areas, but have a good time. Gee, what's Milan Club SoCal doing? Where are they going to be at?
Then we're back at Fox and Hounds, Fabio. We're back at the Hound. It recovered. Yeah, from the construction. So shout out to Fox and Hounds. I think we're going to be at the Hounds, man. And all it's right, a big weekend for us, Fabio, because Napoli, Bologna, Inter, Lazio, and then I think the Torino Derby this week. So, we could pick up, we could win, and then we can end up sitting in first place, and then we slide in to the international break.
I know. Thank God. And you know what? The international break, this one, is making me feel a little better. Because I know Pulisic's not going. I'm hoping Rabiot goes nowhere. I know a couple of other guys getting called. Ricci seems to be getting called, but it's all good. It's all good. I think we're going to play
Thank you, Gattuso. Open your eyes, Gattuso. Open your eyes.
Listen, all right.
So, oh, hold on. Did Gabby get called up? Because if not, I'm about to go hard on him.
I'm not sure. I don't believe so. I didn't read anything.
Big D has been dropping down the pipe the whole season, Fabio. And he not getting a call up? Who getting a call up?
Bro, I'm not sure.
One leg Buongiorno? One leg Buongiorno? He can't even walk? Nah, Fabio. This is the discrimination that I hate, man. We not hiring our Bergamo brothers out there to do the construction on the stadium. And we not getting Gabbia, the number one construction layer, brick layer in the whole Milan. Come on, guys. This is what we really doing, Gattuso?
All right, Milan Club Montreal is going to be at Chicharos too for the game against Parma. Go check it out if you're in the Montreal area. All right, G. Speaking of the Italian, they dropping some new kits now. They're saying 2026 dropping. We don't have the blue one, but we identified this one because we like this one a lot. The goalkeeper one looking mighty fine on Gigio there.
I'm about to buy it, Fabio, as soon as we get off of it. I got to have it. I don't give a F that Gigio looking good in that.
Gee, he does. This color looks fantastic, bro. Yeah. I'm liking it a lot. Liking it a lot, bro. I want it. I think I'm going to purchase it as well. All right, G. Let's check in with our buddy. We're going to do something that probably Stevie P is going to hate, but we're going to do it anyway because we know how much he hates the EPL. But we got a buddy here who's a part of the channel. And you know what? From one devil to another, we need to know what's going on with them. Because Terry needs a little mental health, and he's not there. He's disappeared. So I guess we're not going to do it then. I don't know what happened. There he is.
He's back.
Terry, you there, buddy? Where's our stat boy at? Oh, no camera. All right. Well, we were going to ask him about Manchester United, but I guess we're not going to do that in a moment. Terry, you hear us, brother? No? Okay. Well, let's just keep this one going then. All right, let's get to our Would You Rather, G. All right? And we got to get the poll up. We'll see what the odds on the poll are, G. But would you rather be picked up by your favorite club? Let's just say Milan, right? Get picked up by Milan. But you never get into a game. You just ride the bench the whole time. Or you get picked up by Inter, and you help them win a championship. What would you rather, bro?
Nah, bro, I'm not playing for no Inter, bro. If you would have said Juve, maybe I would have done it like a Maldini. But that's not here nor there. But to me, Fabio, I'm riding the bench. But because you never asked, like, oh, you going to be a superstar in the rival team. But if we, like, I'm playing here and there and doing stuff like that, then I don't know. But if you say I'm a superstar, then I'm going to go with I'm a business, not a businessman. You feel me, Jay-Z?
Hold on. What the hell are we saying here? So you're saying
I'm riding the bench with Milan, man.
Okay. Because you told me something different before. You told me,
shout out Josh AMC.
You were about handling your business, and you were going to help Inter win the Scudetto. Now you're turning your Listen, before you didn't want to be like me. I said, look, I'll take the Origi, right? All right? You can send my ass to the Futuro. You can send my ass all over the place. I don't give a fuck. If I'm going to get paid, and I get to say I played on Milan, even though I never got in the game, I take it. But if you tell me now I got to go put on the blue and black and help them win the chip, Hell no. I'm not doing that. So
Josh convinced me with his statement. Shout out, Josh. I stay with my team. My name is not Hakan.
Oh, man. All right. So Terry's in here. Let's get him in here. Terry's got an amazing. He's not alone. He's got a couple of guys with him. Who's that with you, Terry? You got a couple of guys. Terry, let me ask you a question, bro. Would you rather ride the bench at Manchester United, never see a game, you get to collect your paycheck, you get all the nice Manchester United training gear and food that they give you in the back, or you get signed by Manchester City, or maybe even Arsenal. I don't know. Well, I guess it's City, right? It's got to be City. You get picked up by City and you help them win another chip.
No. I could never wear the blue. What are you, crazy?
Listen, I look too good. Listen, where are the guys that are like, I'm about that paper, bro. I'm a fucking, if Milan didn't want my ass, well, you know what? I'm going to Inter. I'm going to help them win. Where are the psychos that are about that paper? It's not here. We're all three of us are going to go. We're going to ride the bench like Origi, collect our paycheck like the bums that we are, and we're not even going to get in the game.
That's right.
We're gonna get that off-white merch. We're gonna get the BMW off-white merch.
Oh my god, the off-white merch is cash, bro. We can sell that jacket for like 10 grand. Facebook Frank, we'd be splurging to get one of those. Come on, I think this sounds pretty good. What's the poll results?
Okay, so the poll, I'm gonna tell you right now, the poll's sitting at 60-40, 60 to stay with your faves and 40 to win with as champs.
See, I like this. See, so the 40% are the real competitors out there. We're taking the chump route. That's all I'm saying. That I would not want to like betray my team, but where's your professional pride, right? Well, you're a professional player. You don't give up. You could be a paid assassin for all you care. That's the mentality those 40% got, and I appreciate it. But I would never wear the blue and black. I don't care. I'd rather go play, you know, for Sassuolo or something like that and help them win the Conference League or some bullshit before I play for Inter. That's all I hear. All right, Tara, just one more thing, bro. We had to check in with you because you're a devil too. We are the Rossoneri, but you're the Red Devils, bro. That's right. What's going on with Manchester United? Now, they had a big game against Forest. Nottingham Forest is a big team. Where have I been? I have no idea anymore. But they went 2-2 despite having the lead. They let Nottingham Forest score two times in 3 minutes. Shell shocked them. And then they had to get a goal to tie the game by Casemiro. I mean, they had a pretty good October, bro. Won all three of their games in the Premier League. But what's going on, bro? I mean, what are your thoughts?
I was hoping that he get the 5 wins in a row for the poor kid at the United Strand so he could finally get a haircut.
I know, like, he's got a major fro, bro. Major fro.
It looked promising. The team looked kind of good for a little bit, but it goes to show you the competitive nature of the Premier League. It's just, it's gotten to like different levels now where like teams like Nottingham Forest and like, you know, even Newcastle, they're still there. They'll always be there. And, you know, it's just, again, the competitive nature of the beast. That's what it is. I thought that formation and these guys had it figured out, but it's just like, it's too much. It's just, it's not enough. Like, he's complaining about guys that he has that he doesn't have. And did you know, apparently I found out this week that him and Diego Dalot, they're related.
Really?
Do you know how fucking problematic that is as a Man United fan? Like, Jesus Christ, man.
Well, let's see. Hold on. What happened here? We got to get this one out of here. Bye-bye, G. All right, so let's put this up. See where they are in the standings. I mean, they're sitting in eighth place, man. Not far off points-wise. They're right there. Only 2 points technically back. Right? Am I bugging? Yes.
Yeah, that's a game, really, between second and what are we looking at there? Second and ninth? Ninth,
yeah.
Like, damn. That's a weekend, and the weekend shit changes. It's just like it's Arsenal on top right now. It's on them to slip. Honestly, everybody's looking at them. But as far as Man United, they have to be in the top four by the end of this year. Like, there's no excuses. Like,
damn. I see Sutherland. Who's that BOU? Who the hell is that? Bournemouth?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jason Bournemouth.
Yes, sir. Holy Bournemouth, shit. Tottenham, Chelsea, Man United, Crystal Palace. Yeah.
Crystal Palace. Good Lord. But Newcastle winning in the Champions League, but sitting in 13th in the league. Oh, my Lord. Damn, this is – oh, no, like, Nottingham Forest is down in 19th.
Yes. Holy shit. Yes, that's the league, man.
Oh, my Lord.
I think it's all rigged, if you ask me.
I don't know. It seems like it might be Arsenal's year, but who knows. Thank you, Terry, for checking in. We're gonna keep an eye on United, bro, so we can give Terry a little love here, bro. But you see the boys there in the back. RG, final words here. Let's go. What do we got going on? Are you going to be home? Are you going to be at the bar? What are you doing for the game on Saturday?
Nah, man. Keep an eye out to the channel, man. You know what? You see what's going on. You Yo, see, what's it's going- the road to 300K. I mean, yeah, 300K.
Bro, we got to talk about this. You see your boy, Alex Jimenez, bro? He's in the DMs, bro.
I don't know, man. He doesn't belong to me no more, bro. So, like, bro, get out of here.
He's thirsty, bro. He's thirsty. He's looking for a cup of water. You got to help this guy out, bro. He's out there just – he's being thirsty as hell. Making himself look an embarrassment. Alex, what happened to you, bro? I don't know. Ever since that, I don't know, the Portuguese coaches had this guy wilding last year. The Allegri had to send his ass packing. But it looks like maybe we made a good idea there. All right, people, let's get to 3K subs. It would be great. We appreciate everybody. If you haven't already, subscribe to the channel. Follow us on all of our socials. G, any final words before we peace out?
Just want to say I appreciate to everybody, man. We're going to get back in the routine. A lot of things was happening, not like bad things or anything. You know, a lot of games, you know. This World Series just took the life out of me, but we back,
you
baby.
You fucking won. You won. Don't tell me it took the life out of you. You
almost died. Look at Vince Mancini. He know what the hangovers is all about. But, nah, I just want to say I appreciate to everybody for following the channel. If you want a cool shirt like this, man, hit VintagePitch.com, right? Is it .com? I don't want to give the wrong thing, we're gonna drop it in the chat. We're going to pin it in the thing. And just want to say shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to like all the Milan fans. I mean, you know, there's a lot of little shit talkers here or there, but I think the team and the fan base is like low key starting to be united. We're doing what we can. And, you know, I just want to, a big shout out to me is for Gabia, man, this week. I mean, the kid, you know, not just, I don't want to say I told y'all, but I just felt like he got his playing time. He came back from eating that dirty paella over there in Spain, and then he was like, nah, bro, I'm not leaving. I'm never leaving. You know, like the Wolf of Wall Street. He started going to get that pasta from Nona's backyard, and he started chefing, man. And that's what it is. I want to give him a shout-out like that, man, because – oh, and you know the real reason I want to give him a shout-out, Fabio? I think he
because
was
Because he gave
out.
You that video?
No, not even the video. Some little kids was out there, and he was a rush to get into the building. Then he told the security guard, like, relax, y'all. Like, let me take these photos. So I just want to say big out to Gabia. If you work hard, you put your effort in, and you don't complain, you keep your head down. We put the construction boots on. Shout-out to the Burger Me's, brother. But Gabia, man, uno de ellos. De lo mío, Gabia.
I just want to say thank you to everybody for interacting with the polls and everything. That's MWP, all our socials. We're on the road to 3K, 5K, 10K. Please hit that like, sub. Again, thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Tara. Thank you. Everybody, thank you for watching. We appreciate you. Check us out probably Monday night. Vinny's going to tell everybody, go to Ducali's. If you're in Boston, go see Vinny. Say what up. And everybody, I hope you all have a good night. Avunque e sempre.
Forza Milan.
Peace out, everybody. Good night.